Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is January 22, the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. We're going to be talking about it and also a development at the Wyoming Supreme Court, which really illustrates the battle for life continues. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this is Holly Mead.
Of course, January 22nd was the anniversary of the horrendous Roe v. Wade decision that was passed down by the Supreme Court. And thank the Lord, in 2022, that was overruled and struck down. But we still don't forget all of those babies that are being killed. In fact, there's more abortions now than there even was before happening because of the abortion pill. So the Ministry of Faith and Liberty every year puts 3,000 flowers in front of the Supreme Court in honor of those 3,000 precious babies, approximately, that are killed every day because of abortion.
Yeah, Faith and Liberty is a ministry that we have in Washington, D.C. It's an amazing ministry. It's not legal, and it's not public policy. It is a spiritual, evangelistic, prayer and discipleship, Bible study type of ministry in the nation's capital. Very unique in that respect. And consequently, we have many, many Bible studies that happen every day throughout the week of all different ages, particularly young people in their 20-somethings, but also members of Congress and others as well. And so that ministry does a lot of things on Capitol Hill, including what you just talked about, and that is being part of remembering the unborn babies and the families, the mothers, the whole tragedy of abortion since January 22, 1973, by laying 3,000 flowers in front of the United States Supreme Court every year during the Sanctity of Human Life Day. And that is to signify, to symbolize how many babies are aborted generally every day. Now, that's the number that were aborted every day when Roe versus Wade was in effect. Right now, what we have is a lot of the brick and mortar abortions, like, for example, in Houston, the Planned Parenthood abortion facility, the largest one in the nation, has closed because in Texas, abortion is illegal after the 2022 Dobbs decision.
So that was a huge abortion facility, wasn't it?
It was huge. It looked like a ziggurat.
Yeah.
Like the step type of thing.
I think, wasn't that the one that Abby Johnson worked at?
No, she worked at another one. It was in Texas. She's familiar with that. But this is one that I and other Christian religious leaders, including Pastor Sammy Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Bishop Jackson, and others were there at the time that this was about ready to be opened. And we walked around that abortion facility and we prayed. And we had a rally to pray and speak against abortion as it was opening. This particular huge multi-story Planned Parenthood building, it looks literally like a ziggurat because it is stair-stepped on one side, opened intentionally in that mega complex, situated in the middle of a minority neighborhood. On one side of it was the African-American community. On the other side of it was Hispanic community. And then across the highway was a elementary middle school.
Wow. And they do that all intentionally.
And they did it all intentionally. Well, thank God, in 2025, that abortion facility closed. So there's a lot of good things that are happening post-2022 that these brick-and-mortar abortion facilities are closing. On the other hand, what's happening to replace the brick-and-mortar surgical abortion facilities is chemical abortion with mifepristone. And even though you have places like, say, Texas, Florida, other states that have very strong pro-life laws, where you could not have the brick-and-mortar type of abortion clinics in those states, what's happening is the abortion pill is being shipped across state lines from other places in the country into these states, done by mail, done by telemed, with no consultation, no follow-up, and you get the pills in your mailbox.
And these women go home in their own bathroom by themselves, take these pills, and some have a high probability of bleeding to death.
Yeah,
because
and
of that.
The abortion then is done over the toilet. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the number of abortions are continuing.
Even higher than they were.
And the numbers, we won't know necessarily.
No.
We do know, for example, it's large numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you say usually about 63%, but because of the pills and not knowing that, it could be as high as 80 or 90.
It could be higher, yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, I know about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, there was a news program up in New York where this doctor, quote unquote, or this clinic, was shipping abortion pills to pro-life states. This was in 2024. And they had already gone up very quickly to 10,000 pills per month. Now, they may be much higher than that now. 10,000 pills per month. Each one of those pills represent a baby.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's a message that the work is not even close to being over to eliminating abortion. This one situation in Wyoming with the Wyoming Supreme Court is another example. The Supreme Court in a 4-1, listen to that, 4-1 ruling declared that the bans of, there were two laws and banning abortion, declared those unconstitutional.
Yeah, they cited a 2012 state constitutional amendment that protects the right to make health care decisions, despite the fact that killing babies in abortion is a denial of health care for unborn babies. Now, in this 2012 state constitutional amendment, it provides that you have a right to make medical decisions. That's pretty obvious. But that's a right for you. What we have different in abortion is there's another person involved. And when you're making a decision for that person to kill that person, that's not a right. This is absolute judicial activism by the four justices on the Wyoming Supreme Court to read a right to kill a baby.
That's abhorrent.
Because what that does is the baby should have independent rights. It's an independent human being with a separate DNA and a separate identity. The laws passed in 2023 included a comprehensive prohibition on abortion with exceptions for rape, incest, or to save the mother's life, and the nation's first explicit ban on abortion pills.
But you know, that's no different, Matt, than if the woman would take her two-year-old and say, sorry, this is not working out. Let's end this relationship. It's no different than the child in the womb, but the child in the womb, you can't see at this point.
Right. So when you take it to its logical end, if you have a baby that's in the womb and now you say you've got a right to kill it, but 30 seconds later, the baby is born, or, you know, a couple of minutes later, the baby is born. Now you don't have a right to kill it, or do you have a right to kill it? Well, if you have a right to kill it in the womb, say in the 9th month or whenever, why do you not have the right to kill it out of the womb? Now, we obviously know because we see the baby. And when you have that first breath, it has the same protections as everyone else. How does it magically come into being just because it's breathing now outside
right.
of the womb versus a few minutes earlier that it's breathing in a different way inside the womb attached to the umbilical cord?
And that is why today is so important, that we must recognize the sanctity of human life. We must get back to a culture that embraces life and not just think, well, can I kill my child? Can I not kill my child? That shouldn't even be a question mark. We must embrace the sanctity of life in America.
Yeah, here's a statement. It really reminds you of the horrible time from 1973 to 2022 during the reign of terror of Roe versus Wade, the abortion decision. And here's one of the sentences from the Wyoming Supreme Court to really underscore, Holly, what you just said. Mm. This is what the Wyoming Supreme Court said, quote, "A woman has a fundamental right to make her own health care decisions, including the decision to have an abortion," close quote.
But that's not her health care decision.
Well, and they could rephrase it to say, "A woman has a fundamental right to make her own health care decisions, including the decision to kill her own child."
Right. That's a close child. Quote. That's a separate
that's
human being.
That's what this is. So we rejoice that Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey were overturned in 2022. We remember the children who are not here, the families who have been destroyed. We also must recommit today and every day to fight for human life, to restore a culture of life into America and make the womb a safe place once again. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.